The bloodletting in Bucha has made it one of the most notorious examples of Russia's brutality in this war. Bodies of murdered Ukrainians may no longer lay in the street, and people are trying to go back to the way things were. But you don't have to go far to see what the conflict has left behind.
Sites like these are common in places that have been taken back from the Russians. This tank behind me seems to be pointing its gun at what might have been the last thing it was able to shoot at before it was disabled, well, completely destroyed. Over here is the entrance to a Ukrainian army base in the forest. Now, the Russians are no longer there, but the Russian threat remains. Over here is a sign that says mines, which indicates that beyond this fence, there are still landmines and unexploded ordnance that has yet to be cleared.
Masha lived under Russian occupation in a village outside Bucha. She lost her uncle, brother, and best friend, all three men killed in the same place at the same time, in the defense of their city.
We hoped that it wasn't them until the DNA examination. Also, many scenes indicated that it was true. Pain, despair, emptiness. These are wounds. Wounds that will never heal.
They were shot, their bodies burned. In what is left of the car where they died, it smells like death, she says. These men were killed more than a month ago, but they were found, identified, and buried just days ago.
Everyone's trumpeting about Bucha, everyone's trumpeting about Hostomel, about Irpin, Mariupol. The same thing is happening there, in Kherson. It's a horror, it's an absolute horror.
As long as there is this evil, there will be war, she says, and everyone wants peace. The war in Ukraine has broken so many communities. In the towns and villages around Ukraine's capital, weeks after the slaughter, investigations carry on. And as bodies are identified, the list of Bucha's confirmed dead gets longer. There are still more people to bury, more people to mourn, more people to miss. Zain Basravi, Al Jazeera, in Kozinci village near Bucha.